This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're on Route 8 or you're in the neighborhood, just come by and say hello. Grab a cup of coffee and a muffin, and just Joey and I are here with some folks at the fire department. In terms of weather, it's not great out, but it's actually going to get into the 50s for most of us, even though some of you might have seen snow this morning. Today, mostly cloudy. The precipitation is going to taper off this morning. We might get some bright skies in the afternoon in low 50s. Tomorrow's brutal, just brutal. If your kids have sports tomorrow and it's not canceled, then make sure everyone dresses appropriately because tomorrow's rain and snow. That's right, rain and snow. And then it's going to gradually taper off, and the afternoon will be breezy and cold, 36 to 41. So some of you won't get out of the 30s tomorrow, just let's be honest. Then it'll be 50 to 55 on Sunday, cloudy, but at least it'll be dry. So we're super grateful to have the fire department here in Beacon Falls let us in and look at the cool toys they have in the bays. And they have this ladder truck that is just incredible. And I want to welcome in Brian DeGeorge. You're the fire marshal and the fire chief?
Yeah, correct.
What's the difference?
The fire chief side has the fun of putting out the fires. The fire marshal side has the side of code and figuring out how it started. So
investigation,
reporting.
Inspections,
yep.
And that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And it's like a hybrid system here, right? I mean, we've already talked to a couple of guys who work in a couple different departments. You have a small full-time staff and then a network of volunteers. Is that how it works?
Yeah, we're primarily a volunteer department. The company itself employs two full-time daytime staff, which is primarily EMS, but they both of them are actually certified firefighters too. So it covers both bases.
Now, you were born and raised here. How did you get involved? Is being involved in emergency services your first career, second? Seems like everybody's got like four jobs.
True. I mean, I joined here in 95, so wow. it was more of a thing to do with a group of friends. And
you started as a volunteer.
Yep. So I started as a volunteer and then just went through the ranks, office ranks down here. I mean, I have a stipend position down here as chief, and then but other than that, it's a volunteer position.
Now, we've been going to towns for a while now. It's been a year and a half, something like, yeah, Joey, it's about a year and a half. And we run into this a lot where you have volunteer-driven services that are struggling because volunteerism seems to be waning. And this is a small town, about 6,000 people. I think it was mentioned to me that in the volunteer network, there's like dozens of people, but they have different degrees of activity or whatever. Is it healthy here? Is it challenging for you to get people who are committed to get involved and volunteer?
Oh, it's a constant battle. There's no doubt about it. We're constantly looking for volunteer membership. It's it used to be very like a longevity thing. Like this year, we're celebrating one of our members that has 60 years in the department.
Oh wow!
And obviously retired, but you know now it seems a lot more turnover, which is related to it's tough. I mean, I think it's financially hard to volunteer. We definitely look for it all the time. The daytime portion is we did that like 20 years ago where we have two full-timers during the day because the daytime is making, you know, is much harder, but we're solid. But constantly looking for people, EMS and fire, but EMS is much more pronounced because there's much more calls.
Right. We're talking with, Brian DeGeorge, who's the fire marshal, the fire chief here in Beacon Falls. What's your volume? Like is it mostly like elderly, like health checky stuff, or like what do you deal with here in Beacon Falls?
It's kind of all over the place. EMS wise, we probably run an average about nine. I think last year we did about 1,000 calls, a little under 1,000 calls a year. Fire wise is around two to two and a half. But fire department wise, it's mostly highway, mostly calls like that, mostly motor vehicle accidents. And then your spotty portions of fires. EMS is kind of all over the place. A lot of it's due to the highway calls, and then your regular medicals.
So you obviously didn't get the flooding quite like Oxford and parts of Seymour and so on, but like you obviously were involved. Like, tell me about the experience of dealing with last year's incredible flooding in this area.
Well, honestly, my situation, I was actually on my way back from the Outer Banks, so I was in New Jersey when it all happened. So I was listening to it on the radio, on the phone, getting phone calls. But we called the Beacon Bubble because sometimes crazy stuff happens in the valley, and we had absolutely nothing here. So we had all of our resources ready to help. So we had resources go to Oxford, we had resources go to Naugatuck, and they did great stuff. You know, everybody in that day did great stuff.
There's a history of Beacon Falls sort of being protected from like major disasters.
I feel like we talk about it inside locally, and it's, you know, when we have a name for it, we talk about it often.
Oh, that's good. It's good to know. If there's a problem, I'm just going to drive down to Beacon Falls and be protected. We're talking with Brian DeGeorge, who's the fire marshal and fire chief here in Beacon Falls, and you have you talk about fire marshal, fire chief, but you also have your own business. Is it right on Main Street?
Yep, I own an automotive shop right on Main Street up here, Gabe's Automotive.
Nice. You didn't rename it when you bought it.
No. it was in the Fuqua family for a long time. So that was one of my one of my major things. I LLC'd it, but I kept the name.
You know, and you grew up right next door to it. So I mean, like, talk about growing up in this town. Obviously, you stayed here, and your parents are still here. Like, what about this town keeps you?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I don't know, honestly. I mean, I love the small town feel. I guess that's what it is, you know, being involved in the school system and, you know, everything else. Once I got involved in the fire department, it really gets you involved in everything. You know, in Beacon Falls, the fire department's pretty like your social, you know, it's like your hub, your social hub.
Right.
And, you know, you do a lot of emergency stuff. And, you know, back in the day, it used to be, they used to call it like a social club that put out fires. And we kind of morphed into a fire department that does more social events. But that keeps the small town vibe alive, you know.
That's cool. Hey, we're talking with Brian DeGeorge, who's the fire marshal and fire chief here in Beacon Falls. And your daughter plays on this softball team, and I'm having this crew come in later this morning. I mean, how dominant is this softball team?
Oh, they're awesome.
Are they going to be as good this year as?
I think they've got a pretty good chance of a long run this year.
Of a four-peat?
Yeah, the two girls they got are coming in later are you know, they're legit. And you know, they're the two leaders of the team, and you know, it's a good deal.
So there's a chance that those two young women would have won. They're like the Brianna Stewart of softball. They could win all four of their high school year state titles.
Yeah, fingers crossed. That'd be awesome.
What position does your daughter play?
She's a left fielder.
Nice. Does she get a lot of action? Because sometimes softball seems the pitchers dominate and the outfield doesn't get a whole lot of action. Is that the way it goes?
It's pretty spotty action.
Yeah. You got to be ready.
Especially when you have some dominant pitching. You have some dominant pitching you know, the fielding is spotty, which is good.
Yeah, that's great. Well, listen, thank you for having us in here. It's and I was joking with one of your crew earlier, the gentleman who also works at Middletown. What's his name again?
Chief Trosky.
Yeah, so he... And it's true, though, like, even adults are little kids when it comes to fire trucks. You know what I mean? There's something about a fire truck. I mean, and this thing is incredible, and it's so complicated to operate. I mean, look at all those pressure gauges. I'm looking at, like, 7 or 8 gauges. I mean, these things are incredible pieces of equipment.
Yeah, it's intimidating looking at now, and just think of it when it's actually a fire and there's an emergency and you got to act like that quickly. You know, that's why they train often on that stuff.
Yeah, you got to stay with it. I mean, it looks super complicated. But anyway, thank you so much for having us, and we appreciate the insight into Beacon Falls here. Fire Marshal and Fire Chief Brian DeGeorge.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.